What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Yes, team, what is happening? Welcome back to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast with me, your lovely host, Type 1 Tom. So firstly, thank you for being here. I appreciate you. You know, I appreciate your time and your ears and your eyes if you're watching this on the live. And before we get started, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach more Type 1 diabetics and share value and positively impact our community. That's what it's all about, right? And screenshot whatever device, platform you're listening to it on and share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at Type1_Tom. I'm currently sat here. You guys on the podcast won't be able to see this, but you guys on the live will, flexing my new Type 1 Movement t-shirt. It's got hashtag changing T1 lives, changing Type 1's lives. On the back, I'm fucking loving these t-shirts at the moment. These will be available. We've just got a batch in for my clients, but these will be available to you guys very, very soon. So I'll be putting them out. Make sure you've got me on socials, on Instagram, on Facebook. So I'll be putting it out on there when they are. So I'm going to jump straight into it here. I'm going to jump straight into this episode. And it's going to be about how to deal with things out of our control as Type 1s. Now, I'm a big believer as a Type 1, like, there's a lot of stuff we can control, yeah? If you're having trouble with your blood glucose levels and you're like, oh, it's just the way that it is, it's just fucking type 1 diabetes, it's the way of a type 1, and you're not looking for the solution or things that you can control and why it's happened, you're selling yourself short. A lot of the time, and I'll be honest with you, because I'm no fucking like exception to this rule, a lot of the time, if we're struggling with our blood glucose levels, it's down to something that we have done. A lot of the time, yeah? I'm the same. If I get a big fuck-off spike throughout the night, like, what's happened? Did he have a high-fat, high-protein big meal before bed and didn't put an extended bolus on or something? Like, what's happened? It's down to something that I've done. And you're going to be the same. So our job is to sift through and look at what could have caused these abnormalities, these spikes, these drops and stuff. But there is a few exceptions to this. There's a few exceptions. There's three big ones which I want to discuss in this, yeah? There's three big ones that are kind of, well, they are out of our control. They're out of our control. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the three big things. Then I'm going to tell you what I tell my clients and what I do with myself given these situations, yeah? Given these situations. So, excuse me, this is something that we're all going to come across, these three main things. There may be a few others, but these are the three main things. And this has come from, like, obviously, I coach other type 1 diabetics on my programs, and at least once or twice whilst they're on my program and in my community, we come across one of these three things, right? We come across, I'm going to tell you how we deal with them. Right, the first one is illness. We're going to get ill. Cold, flu, COVID, I had COVID back end of last year. We're going to get ill at some point. That's out of our control. It's out of our control. The second one is stress. Stress is a big one. We all get stressed, yeah? We all get stressed from work, family life, your kids stressing you out, your partner stressing you out, whatever the fuck it is. We're going to get stressed at some point, right? Right? We're going to get stressed at some point. That is inevitable. We're not going to get away from it. And then the other one is predominantly for you females, is hormones, so time of the month and stuff. Like, these are the three big things that are out of our control. We can't control if we get ill or not. We can't really control, like, if we get to a degree stress, we can, but we're going to get stressed at some point. And then for you girls, you can't really control to a degree, time of the month, hormones, that sort of stuff. So firstly, I want to just, we're going to have a look at why and how these sort of illness, stress, hormones impact glucose levels. Why and how. So I want to use the little analogy of us going to the gym lifting weights. If you've been to the gym, you've lifted weights, or you've done something super intense, and the majority of type 1s get a spike in the blood glucose levels from this, right? And that's your liver, that's your body under stress, and when your body's under stress, your liver pushes out glucose. Now, when you're ill, your body's under stress. When you're stressed, your body's under stress. When it's the time of the month for you girls, your body's under stress. So what happens? Your liver kicks out glucose, yeah? That's why you will notice, especially when we're ill and stressed, we might get a fucking big fuck-off spike in our blood glucose and we're like, shit, like, why has that happened? That's a natural, I want you to understand, it happens to me as well. It's a natural thing to happen. When your body is stressed, your liver will push out glucose. Same, like I said, I know some exceptions for this rule of lifting weights or high intensity sort of exercise and stuff. There's some exceptions, but the majority of type ones like myself, I get a spike in glucose levels from doing it because it's stressful on our bodies. Our bodies doesn't know the difference between being ill, if the stress has come from illness, or lifting weights or doing high intensity exercise. Doesn't know the difference, just sees stress as stress. So it's an indication to your liver, hey, this person's stressed, let's help. And it pushes out glucose probably because it thinks we need fucking energy. Yeah, that's why that happens. So there's a big saying I've got with myself and my clients, big saying I've got. The things that we can't control, when these things happen, illness, stress, hormones, we need to look at the controllables, the things that are actually in our control. Because if you're like, I'm fucking ill, I'm so stressed that I'm ill, I wish I wasn't ill. All right, you can't do fuck all about that, right? I'm so stressed. Life's really difficult at the moment. Diabetes is kicking me in the ass and that. All right, that's stress. You need to handle that, which I'm going to give you a few tips on to a certain degree. And you girls, time of the month, if you have periods and stuff, you can't stop them. Do you know what I mean? They're not things that are under your control, under your power to control. So we need to look at things that are. At times like this, we need to look at things that are under our control, the controllables. And I will give you, this is the best bit of advice I can give you under times of illness, stress, hormones, when things are happening that aren't really under your control, the best bit of advice I can give you. We're taking things back to basics, team. Yeah? We're fucking stripping it back and we're going back to basics. Yeah? Because these are the simple things that are, regardless of whatever the fuck's going on, they're always in your control. So there's a few things I want to look at here. Yeah? And I'm going to give you them now. The first thing that's always going to be in your control is sleep. I know it can be hard if you've got a high-stress job, you're working late in the evening and stuff, but look, sleep's so important for us as type ones, especially if you're ill, yeah? If you're ill, if you're stressed and stuff like that, like, control the controllables, and one of them is sleep. Focus on sleep. It's so fucking important. If you're sleep-deprived, meaning you have a lack of sleep, insulin resistance will be up. So imagine if you're ill and your blood glucose, your liver's kicking out glucose, your blood glucose is really hard to control, and then you're lacking in sleep, that's making you more insulin resistant, you're trying to put corrections in, it seems like they're not working, it's like your fucking insulin turns to water. I understand, I've been there. So the first thing is controlling these basics. First thing is sleep. Second thing is nutrition. Nutrition, guys, I know if you're ill and you're stressed, if you're like me, the first thing you want to do is ring and fucking order a big pizza. I understand that. But in the times of stress, that's the worst thing that you can do, because when we start to eat these sort of poor, low nutritious sort of value foods, it's stressful and it causes an inflammation process in our body. It's stressful in our bodies. If we're already stressed, we're already ill, and we're scoffing our faces with shit food, it's not the best. I've done it at times, I understand, but I'm giving you this so you can control the basics. So the second thing is nutrition. Making sure you're getting good quality nutrients in, lots of vegetables, stuff that's going to help your body from the inside out. I know this sounds all fucking guru-y, but this is the fucking truth, right? So we got nutrition. Focusing on that, you can control that. Third thing is something I'm doing right now is water. Water. Don't let yourself get dehydrated, especially if you're ill. Big thing that I say to my clients when they're ill, I'm like, right, look, chill out a little bit. It's going to be a difficult period, but we just need to get through this. So what I want you to do, don't worry about getting workouts in. Just get sleep, good quality nutrition, and water. Keep hydrated. Three basic things that when shit's fucking hitting the fan and things are just happening that are out of your control, those three main things we just spoke about, these are the things that you need to be focusing on. So we've got sleep, we've got nutrition, we've got water. Now the next thing is activity, but there's a few things I want to cover on this. If you're super ill and you literally can't get out of bed, you ain't going to want to go for a walk. Don't fucking worry about that, yeah? If you're ill and you can still go on bits of walks and stuff like that, great. If you're highly stressed, I'm going to say this twice. If you're highly stressed, activity and walking will be a fucking godsend to you. If you're highly stressed, Activity, walking will be a godsend to you. When I have super stressful days, yeah, or my head's falling off a little bit, I might go out on a bike, I might go on a walk, I might go to the gym. 8-9 times out of 10, I'm going on a walk or I'm going on my bike just to chill my fucking head out a little bit, yeah? So, and this is a couple of things. It's going to help insulin sensitivity, yeah? And it's going to help you mentally as well. So like I say, if you're super ill, you can't get out of bed, don't rush to try and go out on a walk. Just chill, just fucking rest. Prioritize sleep always. But if you're highly stressed, you're a little bit ill, but you're stressed, blood sugars are a bit of a twat to control. Activity, walk, something very steady, yeah? Cycling, if that's your thing, walk, steady jogging, whatever. Activity is going to be a fucking godsend for you, and that's in your control. These other two things that I want to cover are obviously like, well, let's get into them. Basal test. If, this is the first place that I start, and I start with my clients, if we're ill, if we're stressed, if it's time of the month, if blood glucose levels are just fucking seeming like your insulin's water and it's not working, the sky high, first point of call, which is taught by all the specialists as well, is go to your basal insulin. If you're on a pump, you're probably going to need to increase your basal, stick a tent basal on. If you're on pens, you're probably going to need to increase that. Baseline of insulin. Look, bit of a science lesson. Your basal insulin is responsible to control the amount of glucose your liver pushes out, yeah? Now, remember when I said at the start, when we're ill or when we're stressed, our liver's basically like, fuck, and it kicks out all this glucose. Your basal insulin that was set when you was in a normal state is now not enough. It's not enough because your liver's working overtime and it's pushing out all this glucose. So where's the first point of call that we go to? We go to basal. We look at our basal insulin. Might need to give an increase, give a bit of a test. That's the first thing. Second thing that we come across a lot is pre-bolus timing. Let's say you've nailed your pre-bolus. Let's say it's lunchtime, yeah? And you know, right, 10 minutes is my pre-bolus time. I'm going to bolus. I'm going to wait 10 minutes. I'm going to eat. If that you're ill, you're stressed, that sort of stuff, and I know with a lot of the girls on my program, this is one of the things we look at. Maybe 10 minutes isn't enough. Maybe you've got to move it to 15, 20, 30 minutes, sometimes an hour. The next thing to look at will be pre-bolusing, yeah? So we've got the basic things there that you can control when these things that are out of your control, like illness and stress and time of the month, are there, yeah? So we've got basics, like I say, you always should be in control of these to some degree. Sleep, nutrition, water, so hydration, activity, basal testing, increasing basal rate, pre-bolus timing, you might need to increase that. Another thing that I'm going to cover on illness, guys, and something that I say to all my clients, like, look, I'll be honest with you, me personally, for me, I don't do well on a low-carb diet. If you do, you eat a low-carb diet and that works for you, awesome. But I don't do well on a low-carb diet. And it's something I ask all my clients when they come to work with me. I'm like, right, cool. Do you like to eat low-carb? Well, I'm eating at the moment because I'm struggling with my levels. Okay, no, you're not answering my question. Do you want to eat low-carb? Well, no, not really. I do it because I'm struggling with my blood glucose levels. All right, well, we're not going to do low-carb then. We're going to start introducing carbs again. But an exception to that rule, that is something I say with my clients and that I do myself, when I'm ill, when my blood glucose levels are hard to control, I'm having a bastard diabetes day, I've put a temp basal on, I've increased my pre-bolus timing, it's just like, insulin's like water, I know I'm just like you guys, I'll go low carb. I will drop my carbohydrates. Why? Because it seems pointless, if I'm having a difficult time with my blood glucose levels, to put more carbs in, which turn to glucose, which spike me even more. Use your head sometimes, team. Yeah, think, not to sound condescending, but think about it. If your blood glucose levels is running high, why would you want to go and eat more carbs to release into glucose and then run you even higher if you're having a hard time? I'm not saying go low carb forever. Once things start to go back to normal, I take my carbohydrate in back to normal, and that's what I do with clients as well. We take the carbohydrate intake back to what it was originally set on, yeah? But let's do a quick recap then. Like I say, there's going to be things, the three main things, as type 1s that are out of our control. The majority of the time, you just need to sift through and have a look why it's happened, because the majority of the time, things are in your control. It might be difficult to find at times, but it will be there, yeah? Excuse me, it will be there. But the three main things are illness, stress, hormones, like time of the month. So I've explained to you why, like, blood glucose levels become harder to control during these three major things, if you like. And then what your job is to do is to control the controllables and take it back to basics. Sleep, nutrition, water, hydration, activity, walking. I fucking love activity levels, walking, getting out on the bike, especially when I'm stressed. It's such a release for me. Go and do it. I highly recommend it. Something I've been on with clients as well. And then we got the diabetes side of things. Basal testing might need to increase your basal rate. You probably are going to have to. And pre-bolus timing. That's probably something that's going to change. Guys, there's another reason that we do this as well. There's another reason that we look to control the controllables when these things happen that are out of our control. Because it still gives you wins for the end of the day. Yeah, it still gives you, it's so stressful when we're ill or stress levels are high or hormones are racing and we just can't, it seems like we can't get our blood glucose levels down. We're like, this is fucking shit. Like, I'm a shit type one and all that. And we start putting these things in our head. But can you imagine if you're like, right, no, hang on a minute. What I'm going to do is I'm going to plan all my food. I'm going to eat well. I'm going to make sure I get a good night's sleep. I'm going to drink lots of water. Might go on a little walk. I've already took the actionables of increasing my basal rate and my pre-bolus timing. There's so many wins then you've got throughout the day. So many wins. So when you come to the end of your day and you're like, you know what, it's a stressful period at the moment, or I'm ill or I'm feeling like shit. But you know what? I went through my day. I covered the basics, covered my arse. I ticked the boxes and I'm controlling what I can. Like, your job, our jobs as a type one is to control the controllables, control what we can. Yeah? Team, that is it. If you got value from this episode, please leave me a rating and review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach and inspire and impact more type ones and our community. I'm going to leave you with that. Remember that, team. Like, I am no exception to you. I have a bastard diabetes day. I get ill. I get stressed. I don't have time of the month. I'd be a very rich man if I did. Obviously, I've got hormones at the race and stuff like that sometimes. And that's what I do myself. That's what I get all my clients to do. When these shit times happen that are out of our control, go back to basics and control the controllables. If you're ever confused about stuff, about managing your glucose levels, strip it back to basics. You'll always find that that's going to help. That is it, team. Until the next episode, peace.